1992, I'm on Houston. January 4th, 1992, I'm on Houston going west. Car's loaded down. I'm heading to the Holland Tunnel, exiting New York City. Don't know if I'll be back. Don't know what I'm going into, but going away, going to vacation, going to clean house, and it's about 4:11, kind of gray, rainy, cool, not cold, overcast day, and I'm heading for the Holland Tunnel. So, setting out on a new journey, driving to Little Rock, Arkansas, to my folks' house to pick up my Jeep, drop off all my stuff and a very streamlined possessions, go on a vacation and relax, then head towards Los Angeles. That's the plan. Now there seems to be some police activity up here on Broadway, but that's not where I'm going. I'm passing Broadway, heading towards Varick Street, which will take me to, I am told, the Holland Tunnel, which will take me to 278 and 281, on to 81, and then on to 40, and then into Little Rock. And it's now 4:13. Bye. This is my first time ever driving in New York City. I'm now between Soho and the West Village. Still on Houston, looking for Varick. It's been a good time in New York. It's been an incredible journey. Incredible progress, and that's what I want to continue and continue with. Progress that's fun, good, strong, real, funny, and get healthy, be healthy. I'm still smoking, but maybe that'll find a reason not to, coming up when I relax here in the desert. We'll see. Anyway, onward. And exit from New York. 4 years I've been here. Been a busy, 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 busy 4 years. A lot of activity. A lot of change. And I feel there's a lot of change coming up. Obviously, here I am changing residence after 4 years, going out. The idea of moving to Los Angeles is not something that, it doesn't thrill me, but it doesn't scare me or annoy me. I mean, I don't know. It's just something that has to be done right now. I'm just going to do it. I don't have to even move there. I can just go out there and check it out. So basically what I'm saying is, right now I'm free. I'm free with time, I'm free to decide, and I'm free to choose, and I'm free to relax. So let's do it. There's a sign for the Holland Tunnel. And I'm heading towards it, down Varick. Traffic getting into it. I'm not the only one with the idea of escaping New York City. It's Saturday, January 4th, 1992, 4:14.
I don't want to hear, oh my goodness, you are the king, remember? Okay. How to party, work it good and shake that body. Get me hot by the way he moves.
give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away, nigga. Yeah, let me go now. Tell me what you really wanna do. Talk to the nigga, talk to me. Give it, give it, give it, give it to a nigga. But nobody's talking. Nobody try to walk on me. Let me try to put it on. Doing it like I never did before. For me, the way you break your back and I break your neck and the way you try to put it on the floor. Come on, come on. Niggas in the head and we do it to death. Reach for them back, one in the fire, boy. You know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. So fuck it up just a little for my niggas. Every time we come through, niggas know that we did it for y'all. And the way we do it for the people, niggas know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce. In the daytime or the night, when you keep on the low, we just bang this shit up in the truck while you break your nigga. Motherfuckers try to fake my flow. See the way we come right through, when we come right through, we be always blowing the spot again and again to make a nigga really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so my niggas better put their troops on. And gather up your soldier, niggas, you know you better keep your boots on. Put my niggas in the place. Yo, yeah. And the way we put it down, make a nigga wonder what he really gonna try. What you really wanna do, just place your bet and put your money where your mouth is. Put my niggas in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you
chopping it up, and when we get up in the club, all of my niggas at the bar, I be locking it up, and we get a little high, and we get a little drunk, and we get a little drunk. Let me give y'all niggas some shit that'll make you wanna bang this out your trunk. Come on, get money and cash that check for me. All my niggas just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
Just let me give you this sweet shit to work in your shit with me.
Whatever you doing, 867-539. A dildo is a long rectangular tube.
Thank you. acting at first.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I actually let go. Even if I actually let go. Even if I actually let go. You have a car?
Did I give you permission to ask me a question? And there was nothing.
Bitch!
No.
You're the bitch. You're the slut. 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 You're the bitch. You're the slut. 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 You're the bitch. You're the slut. 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 You're the bitch.
Took it for hours, you know.
Oh, I love big lips.
A dildo is a long rectangular tube. Yeah, that is called fisting. Why are you asking me questions? At work, I'm dominant, but when I'm not outside of work, I'm submissive. I'm a high dog cooker. I'm a high dog.
Do you suck my balls? Do you suck my balls? Do you suck my balls? You want to fuck tonight, honey?
That's what happened. He took the steam.
You're the slut. You're the bitch.
You need to have for your post points. And why? And what?
Well, I've never wore a bra before.
Are you loving to be up? Baby, 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 baby
just like how I can be.
I mean,
and I have to tell you, I absolutely love your titties.
What?
Do we do what, baby?
Thank you. I just have to flourish with a duty.
Struck for fame. His linen's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes. From Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds. To my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening ball. Cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again. As I ask you to focus on me. It's like the end of the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show.
I'm glad we're getting up on
the table.
Well, that makes sense.
I thought Deborah said she was too busy to do the groom. Didn't she say that?
She was, and then she had a duty problem, and now apparently the duty's gone.
So she blessed us with her poor sound quality to torture me? That's good.
Yeah.
You claimed there would be money.
I redid my soundboard. There's no...
No. 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 No.
No. No. Can you let us talk, or...
Is it going to be this again? Is this what we're doing? Where should I walk?
Why don't you go back to your hotel room?
Right here. Oh, my goodness.
That's what happened.
Food truck is in it.
The 15.
Man, stop, please.
What?
No, no more Kathy. The states are over.
My name is Sincere. Yeah, the states are over. Now let us talk. I have to report. First of all, let's thank Edith for this wonderful soundboard program.
Well,
are you enjoying it?
I'm not using that, actually. I'm using my own. It inspired me to work on my own soundboard, yes. So
okay.
I finally refreshed my soundboard. That's what I did today. So I have all kinds of new clips. I've got everything on here now. Listen.
Horrible sound quality with those AirPods. It's incredibly bad.
Deborah, mute yourself. I can't handle the background noise.
And I can, you know, I can even hear an echo from them.
Deborah, thank you.
My back killed me.
Okay,
my back
hello.
Killed me.
Can I still hear an echo?
My back killed me.
Man.
My back killed me.
The echo's not for me.
I'm playing some of the new clips.
My back killed me.
Man, are you making an echo?
Do you not hear the clips?
That's not a new clip. I have that one.
The new clip's in my soundboard, honey.
I don't care.
I'm a natural beauty, babe.
What do you care about, Cheryl? I could just do a solo grum. What do you care about? Are you going to start?
I wanted
shit
to have the girl talk and tell you about my experience.
All right, but so far you're just telling me about
days.
Your Echo. I wanted to play some clips. I'd spend the whole day putting these fucking clips on here.
Okay. Fix the Echo, you fucking bitch.
There's no Echo. There is no Echo, Cheryl. If you have an Echo, that's your problem on your computer, not mine.
Deborah?
Do you hear an Echo?
Wait.
No, I don't.
The wrong one.
So what's, why is this my problem if you have an Echo?
I don't hear it right now.
So what are you doing tonight?
Play clips.
I'm a 6 foot.
You hear an Echo when I play clips?
Yeah.
Deborah, do you hear an Echo when I play clips? She's muted.
Good.
Did we get a motel?
God, I ain't her.
Can I suck on him?
Hello? Hi. Yeah.
The problem is the new Skype.
Push your head. Honey.
How come I don't hear anything wrong? What I brought,
there's nothing wrong. Listen.
What I hear. No, 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 no. What I hear is what the people hear on the Grum, both on the podcast and Ustream.
Exactly. That's why I said it doesn't matter. And third of all, can I might need to use a voice. I don't know yet. Get out of course.
What? I mean, can't she just get those corded earphones that work fine, that sound
are
normal?
Deborah,
these are the corded.
What is going on?
If we get a donation, I'll tell everybody where I'm at.
Nobody cares.
Great.
They all hate
no
us.
No one cares.
We're not worried.
Okay, so can I tell
us
a story? Can
do
I
they
tell
still hate it? No. We've got to address the topic. Do they all still hate us?
Yes.
Deborah, okay, first of all, shut up, both of you. Let me start the show. It's still my show, and you don't get to just hijack it right away, Cheryl. I was doing a show when you joined me. You don't get to just fucking hijack it. Now, here's the story. I spent the day putting all these clips from many different Grums, mostly Deborah's, into my holder, and I intend on playing some of them. Secondly, except you were talking over them, and people can't hear them.
I'm smoking cocaine.
And like that one was nice. I bet you didn't remember that one.
Whole sugar hole.
And I bet you don't remember Renee,
do
you?
Of course.
Do it together. Oh, nice and neat. Don't give it away for free.
Secondly, Deborah's background noise is wrecking my entire being. So,
I'm muting. So how is it my background noise?
Because the problem is it ruins the quality of the show. Is there any way you can make it better? I mean, I know you're muting, but when you're talking, it sounds horrible. Like, do you hear when you listen to NPR, do you hear people with that kind of a microphone?
The problem is I didn't know we were doing a Grum today because I thought it was understood. We're all, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't, because I said it the other day and you said you couldn't. And then I said it'll just be me and Cheryl. Remember?
Oh, I didn't get that part.
You weren't listening because you were too busy thinking about what you're going to shop for
now.
Next.
Yeah. Who's all in the chat room? Should I go down
to the cares?
Island?
Who cares?
The chat room?
That only creates problems.
Is this a serious call?
Yes, this is.
Okay.
Now, Cheryl, I'll let you tell your story. I want to play some clips, and then you can hijack the story.
If you play it, there are clips that go along with my story.
With your duty, I know. I'm not going to play your duties.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I can't hear anything. I can't hear myself think.
Can you hear me?
Well, there's nothing thinking. That's why.
Mads.
Two bits.
Wait a minute. We gotta have a moment, y'all.
What?
What'd you do?
Man, it's like coming up to me and it's like gonna mug me. Did you even hear him?
Deborah, we can't hear you. You sound horrible.
You've got this huge iPhone X. You're just making it all.
Wait, I know what
place.
I'm going to do. Hold on. I'm going to take it off.
You're not talking into the microphone, apparently.
No, this is what I'm going to do.
Are you swimming?
Do it and do it now. Did I give you permission to ask me a question?
Can I hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it sound better?
You sound normal now.
Is that what's going on?
It sounded so bad.
We're going to do it just like this, with like old school style with the thing.
Is
I'm going to have tethers here now, okay?
Yeah. Apparently
is that screaming live?
Yes, I'm in New Orleans, honey.
Oh, with your food truck.
Huh?
Food truck?
Yes, can we use that name? Yes, yeah. Trout.
Trout.
See, the problem like was I. Trout the problem green. Was I didn't want to hear you bitch with me going down a like a loud
why?
Alley.
Why?
So I went down a dark alley. Oh, because she's there.
She doesn't know about your, you know, girlfriend?
No.
Oh,
she well. Knows I have a friend that's a nurse. That's it.
I'm a good nurse.
Okay, I'm going to mute. Is it? Can y'all hear the music? Because I'm about to mute.
Music? No, I don't
I mean, is it taking it out or what? I'm going to mute. I don't want to cause any drama. Drama free zone.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Okay, can I tell my story now?
Well, let's hear the other thing.
She almost got mugged, and then...
That's my car, Kelly, my big one.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Like that. So, the other day I was eating lunch, everything was fine, and it was the evening, Megan, okay?
Yeah, evening.
All of a sudden, I started feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
And my stomach started hurting.
What were you eating at the time?
I wasn't eating anything. I was making dinner.
I thought you said you were eating lunch.
I was, and it was my lunch that caused this problem.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I had some broccoli.
Uh-huh.
And some spicy peppers.
Okay.
Raw, I think that's what caused the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And some fake chocolate corn.
Oh, that horrible, like, it's like chicken or something, like chicken.
Yeah. So, Madge, my stomach started to make this sound. I think you have a stomach rumbling sound effect. Do you have that?
I have a goiter.
No. There's one clip where you can hear the stomach kind of going, "Oh, girl."
What's it called?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't you name them properly? Good Doot Feces? No, Trumpet D?
No.
Then I have to go through all of them.
It's like angry. No.
My name is Sequoia Williams, and my baby's name is Sincere Person.
No.
Oh, here, anger stuff.
Yes. Do it.
What? A lot of background noise on that.
Okay, so, Madge.
Yeah.
So, it was making that sound, okay?
Right.
And I was nauseous. And then, I went to the Bay Room, and I think there's a clip in there called Waterfall.
There's so many Waterfalls.
It's a new one.
Let me find
it. The one I gave you today.
You might have to vamp while I find it. Waterfall?
I mean, how hard is this?
Waterfall D? That's the old one.
Oh, no.
Is that called February 9th D for Matt? This one?
No.
Masterful Friday D? Oh, here. Water fail?
Here we go, man. Okay, man. So this happened.
The gas trumpet is really good.
Yeah, that was today.
So much gas up
there. Oh, that's not from today. No, man. This is from today. Can you hear that? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Trumpet. Okay. Now, Madge. So, okay, and then I was more nauseous, and then the smell of the duty was horrible. And then I was more nauseous and more nauseous. And then I puked into the toilet. Okay.
And then I was
shitting and puking. When I was puking, I almost shit myself. It was horrible.
Did you record the puking as well?
Excuse me?
Did you record the vomit?
No, it was so violent. I left my phone in the other room. I couldn't even deal.
Oh, I left it with me.
Oh, God, it was so bad. So, I've been sick for the past few days. I finally feel better. But it was a horrible journey to wellness. And I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. And now I somehow gave it to Deborah. She's got horrible gas. She was shitting. She's still going to a drag show, even though she is shitting and has a stomach ache.
You got panties on.
So that makes sense.
You got panties on.
That's very, 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 very true.
You like the fuck? You like the fuck?
That's the crawfish on the
Garland's is such a trashy, horrible
place. You want to get fucked tonight, honey?
It looks culture, dirty. Honey. You it's full appreciate of drunk dirty
people.
Things.
It's full of drunk people.
You what?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ugly trannies.
Ow, there was a good-looking one earlier.
And you painted your taint, and you're ready to go out.
Yeah.
Yes, with my lovely makeup.
You want to get fucked tonight, honey?
Yeah, you want to play with
you
it?
You like to fuck them? You like the fuck?
Yeah.
You got panties on.
Thank
you. You got a nice pair of pink lips.
Yeah, I kind of like what shade.
What's your name?
Carol.
Martha Raspberry.
What do you look like?
I am 5'2", 248 pounds, blonde hair, one blue eye. One pink eye.
Well, let's get together then. What's going on, honey? You suck my balls.
Yeah, I hear they have the white. One of them.
Yeah.
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 What's a ha? Yeah.
You want to get fucked tonight, honey? You what? You what?
I said, what's a happy hookup, baby?
You what?
I said, what's a happy hookup, baby?
You what?
Sorry. What's a happy hookup, baby?
You what?
I'm wet.
You like the fuck?
Oh, my God, please.
You want to get fucked tonight, honey?
Oh, my God.
What do you look like? What's going on, honey? What's your name? Where are you from? You got a nice pair of pink lips.
Blood fills back.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy.
Heather has the AIDS. So, Deborah, did you poop it out? Are you done? Are you better?
I tried, but...
So you're spreading norovirus to everybody there.
It's every 5 minutes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
It's every fucking minute. I feel like I get it out of me, and then it's, like, back in me. Okay, my Lyft driver, I normally use Lyft because it's better, but the Lyft driver was high as fuck, and there was so much smoke in the car, it was ridiculous. Would you get a refund? It's horrible.
Yeah, you complain.
I think I'm sick because of that fucking chicken shit.
Chicken shit?
Yes, that corn... That's bad corn.
Yeah.
Madge, have you ever had it?
What kind of corn?
The vegan corn is fake chicken.
What?
Yes, it's called... It's a fake chicken. It's made by a company called Corn. It's not made out of corn. It's made out of yeast protein. Microbrewery.
What?
Yeast protein, honey. I figured you would know it. How the fucking car is this? The makeup's gonna be sweated off.
Okay.
God, you're dumb.
No.
No. We're done with that.
No.
We're not going back.
No.
You know,
no.
It's not the normal reaction.
9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, it's cute in there.
I'm a natural beauty, baby.
Excuse me. Hey, are you a tranny?
Okay. My back killed me.
Got it.
Is it time to collect the money?
Oh, God, help me. Oh.
Did I pass the
money? Okay. 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 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, everybody's getting ready for the drag show.
Bitch!
All the straight people are going to the show.
Yes, I'm away from that section now. I gotta pee really bad.
I don't want to hear, oh my goodness, you are the bitch, remember?
Hello?
You're the slut, you're the bitch.
I know this,
you're the slut.
I know.
You're the bitch.
I know.
You're the slut.
You don't have to
keep reminding me. Well, I'm the bigger bitch, so let's just get that straight right now.
I'm wearing a really pretty brown jacket.
All pussy smell like this. All pussy smell like this. Wash it. Did Miss Hester allow you to use the foot salt on her pussy? Blue Cross Blue Shield.
So Deborah.
I can't believe.
What?
It's hard to hear you.
What are you asking me?
Is my audio okay?
No.
It's still not.
It sounds like you're in the cafeteria with a bunch of fat ladies waiting to get food.
I'm using that Shure mic thing I bought. You plug in the lightning connector.
You sound
fine. And that magically gets all the people away?
Can you just go to an alley or something? I'm sure you won't get raped.
I did that earlier and a fucking man walked up to me, you fucking bitch.
Well, of course, you're in, like, the shittiest place ever in the world with all these homeless, horrible
people. He was a really sexy white man. He probably just needed some money, you know. He needed a donation.
Natalie is a big girl.
Natalie,
she's a big girl.
I don't want to go in here by myself. Natalie's not with
me. Okay, baby.
Why would you even go there without Natalie?
Okay, give me your number,
because
man.
She had to work, but I wanted to see the place.
I will serve you a prolapse.
What's happening?
That's what you want.
At Walmart.
Yeah, she works there.
Why don't you take them pussy and roll it on that pearl? She's a white bitch. Yeah. Please, Miss Double, put the gun down. I need a donation. If you want to give me a donation.
Yeah, you like that. That make your dick get warm. That make it warm. Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to mute so y'all can go back to your show.
You can call me Mrs. Nibbles.
Nibbles. Miss Nelson.
Nibbles.
Nibbles. Okay, Miss Nibbles. Grandmother, I mean, Nibbles. Miss Nibbles. Miss Nibbles. Miss Nibbles.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Nibbles. Grandmother. I mean,
okay, and Miss Nibbles. Miss Nibbles. Can I just go, or...
Hello?
You want me to go?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you keep just playing clips, and
they're fun.
I can't talk, and...
The clips are fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead, keep talking about your diary. I'm listening.
So I've been enjoying shitting and puking, and, girdling.
Girdling.
And, yeah. Talking to my girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, and you've been beijing.
I sure have, Cheryl.
You've been beijing hard and fast, even on the weekends, because you're so dedicated.
Oh, yeah, I work a lot. I'm on Citrix every morning, probably 6 a.m. Working like a dog, I am.
You have a script that logs into Citrix every day, even the weekend at 6 a.m. and logs you off sharp, or does it log you off at random times throughout the day so that it looks like it's real?
Never heard of such a thing, but I'd pay money for it.
You like?
Just
kidding. Okay.
Citrix.
Now we just need one of those you know, skins where you can, you know, it looks like you and you put your consciousness in there and then you can beam other places so it looks like you're at work, but you're really not.
Have you been watching
you
that
can hire
show?
Hire someone from Odesk that will fill your skin and sit in your office and not do anything and just have general responses. Have I been watching what?
The Philip K. Dick series.
Yes, it's very good. Also watched Altered Carbon, A++.
What's that
Philip
on?
Philip K. Dick.
Altered Carbon? Is that Netflix? What is that?
Yes, delicious. It's really good.
It's another dystopian thus and so, or what?
No, it's a sci-fi. It's kind of like Blade Runner-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it, but it's very good. Yes, I think I'm on episode 6 of The Dick. And the one with the school girl. I won't ruin it, but very topical.
Okay, Cheryl, I want to talk about the school shootings.
Oh, no, I don't even, you know, I don't do serious topics well.
Well, you're going to.
As I'm a woman with a concealed carry weapon in my cunt who shot off her fallopian tube once.
Is that to protect your unborn children?
Obviously. No, it's also because I'm a good girl with a gun. Good girl.
So, like,
I'm a proud member of the NRA.
I'm sick of this cunt that Dana Loach, or whatever her name is, Mooch.
I don't even know who that is.
She's the spokes whore for the cunt organization, the NRA.
So that lopsided face, fuck face.
And I'm thinking, like,
Blaine LaPierre.
I don't understand why any of the networks give them any time at all, because, like, they're a terrorist organization, right? All they want to do is give everyone a gun. So, like, that's all they want to do. So why do they have a voice? And I feel like when they come on, like they were on, what is that show with the girl, the one they used to bottom for Bill Clinton, the gay guy, Stephanopoulos. They had the Stephanopoulos This Week with George Stephanopoulos. That show, do you watch it ever? This Week?
Yeah. No,
George
I don't
Stephanopoulos.
Watch that shit.
Well, they had Dana Lurch.
Oh, remind me, we should. Did you watch the Lady Bunny thing I sent you?
Yeah. And they, Lady Bunny, poor Lady Bunny's just trying to make excuses for the fact that, well.
Well, she don't put
too much.
Oh,
for God's sake.
That's the shitty audio.
Anyway, but my point is just this. So they go on there, and they basically are, it's like an infomercial for guns when the NRA comes on, because they weasel out of any arguments. You know, they're like, we support background checks. But, like, everybody knows who has any ability to research. The NRA has lobbied against universal background checks. They only want background checks. They only want to basically keep mentally ill people.
If you're black.
Like, if you've already committed a crime, like, they present these horrible arguments, and then the media, the reporters interviewing her never seem to ask any challenging questions. Like, why don't they say, like, when they talk about all this, like, or all this fortification for schools, like, hello, we had the largest mass shooting ever in Las Vegas that was at an outdoor concert. Why are we talking about schools? The mass shootings take place everywhere. But they go to, I guess what the strategy is for these people who love guns, these murdering people, is that basically you just take each situation, look at the particulars, the specifics for that situation that makes it unique, and figure out a way to make that specific situation never happen again, because it won't ever happen again, because it's a very specific combination of variables that causes it. Instead of addressing...
Did you watch the CNN, like, town hall thing with the kids?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay. But don't. Because the point is, like, if you notice, they actually challenged them and asked, like, fucking questions the media should ask. Did you notice that? Like, just,
yes.
Okay, you take money from the fucking NRA, so.
But why are they so, like, why were they so bad at asking questions of the NRA? And why do they keep having them on there? It's awful. Like, they don't challenge the fact, like, the NRA just blatantly lies. They say pretend that they're in favor of background checks.
Kellyanne Conway with dark hair.
They only, I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
The point is it's just throwing out shit there. They just want to muddy it. You know, they know like their shit's not going to change anyone, so they just dirty the water so you don't see clearly, I guess.
And they say, like my mother was saying today, she's like, oh, these kids, sure, they're getting a lot of attention. This issue hasn't gone away. I'm like, Mom, the reason this issue hasn't gone away is not because of the kids. It has nothing to do with the kids. It's because there hasn't been a bigger tragedy to push it away yet. That's how it works. When there's another shooting or another huge thing that happens or an explosion somewhere, then this will go away forever. Because that's how it works.
Exactly. Because our culture is so used to, like, the iPhone event. Like, a big event, and then it's over. Where's the next event?
Yeah.
And they move on.
That's a great idea.
No, you know what? Seriously, you know.
But it's a good idea that you had. So,
what?
Mr. Trump should give Apple some kind of tax break, some new thing. They come out with a new product this week so that Deborah can obsess over. People can get in lines. We can all talk about it on the news. Then there can be some kind of, you know, controversy with, you know, some kind of screen bubble or something there. They can fix it and then come out with a fix for free or $25. It will be great.
Shooting day.
Weren't we
something like tap to shoot? Maybe that's it.
Yes.
You don't fix the guns. You have to tap to shoot.
Yeah, Apple gun.
That would Apple gun. They need to do it. Voice activated. Has Siri. Sometimes it goes off on random people.
Siri doesn't shoot the right person. Yes.
Who was it I was talking to the other day about having?
Grandma.
Who was I was talking to the other day about having creative visualization? About Trump. Was it you, Deborah? We were going to do a visit.
Yes.
I think so. Not creative. What do they call it? Like those Sylvia Brown things when she does those guided imagery.
The, like, you were closing your eyes.
But it was about Trump.
Yeah.
It was to feel better about Trump, right?
Yeah.
Meditation.
A guided meditation.
Meditation.
Like, we were like saying, what was it? How did it go, Deborah? I can't remember the purpose.
I can't remember. Why do we always have good ideas and then we never follow through? We don't write them down.
It's in the fucking GC2 Discord. I mean, non-Discord. Oops. The log.
Oh, okay. Then we need to do it.
Well, find it. It's in the... Oh, no. There's too much of you babbling. I'll never find it because it's all posting
God, a man fail.
Pictures.
Man just fell. Man just...
Deborah, you're going to get shot.
By me. Look. You're going to get shot by me.
Oh, I don't care. Yes, by me. I mean, is that Reagan?
Does she think we can see what she's seeing?
What
are you doing, Deborah?
She's trying
There's
to
like 50
plays.
Reagans down here. I don't know which is which.
Reagan, what the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, the drag
Sunday
show's
night.
Always on Sunday, honey.
Who cares?
For the Lord.
And the best people are out on Sundays, right, man?
I'm not looking for a man, honey.
You're looking for
I want to see a drag queen. There's not drag queens
You're looking for a taint to fill.
No. Honey, if a man was to fuck me right now, he'd get bread pudding out of my ass.
Taint to fill.
Yeah.
You're looking for a taint to paint.
Oh,
you wanna go to the drag show to paint a taint.
I wish I would have. That would have been kinda fun, but I'd just take over, you know. I'd refuse to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at the notes, Deborah. I said, I was telling you tweet about your vagina, you'll feel better. And I said,
oh, we had a really deep discussion that day.
Yeah, well, I'm actually reading it, so it wasn't really that deep, in fact. About Trump. I also find... I try to imagine how bad he smells and that his ass must stink.
Yeah.
It's therapy, and you said, like, cheap cologne with a Sertz mint. We should do a guided meditation about it on the next Grump. So Cheryl can ruin it.
Yes.
And you said we will mute her unless she is sick. And I said,
can't you just smell that though with him?
And I said,
aqua spray. Mm-hmm.
So unmute her if she
McDonald's.
It's Sertz mints.
No mints. You don't eat mint.
I can't.
I think she does. She pops one in. No! No, 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 no. Isn't it Trump in the book, in the old book? Trump was the one that would eat like a tuna sandwich before a business agreement?
Hope you
just to make
him
like have to put up with it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Giga, honey. Honey. I do talk to you, honey.
Deborah, stop it. Stop it.
This is my first off day in like forever being serious. The man
nobody
is failing. He still hasn't got
porn for a children's hospital.
That was, okay, honestly, that was pretty mad. Even though it's Maine, that was pretty, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I need Madge's approval.
I hear that 4 out of May.
How many
listeners?
It's been so long since anyone has come to talk with me.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that was me.
She called pest control.
You are not special.
What do you mean?
And
everybody's special in their own way.
I'm not playing that.
So, Madge.
What?
What have you been doing the last few days if you weren't shitting your brains out?
Well, I went to the coffee shop a lot.
To do what?
Finger my cunt. Yeah, Citrix. Yeah. I did a lot of yoga. I did a lot of yoga in 2 days. Many classes.
Did you really? Did you really do disco yoga?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Me and Debbie were lying about that.
It was fun.
You're like an old faggot.
Well, at least I'm doing something for my body, Cheryl. What do you do for your horrible body?
I was emptying my colon. That's constantly. Not good enough.
Ah, it's the wave came again, Cheryl. What do I do to stop
hear it? We need to hear it.
I am out on the fucking balcony of the fucking game.
Just go off the balcony.
Yo, how many mics do we rip on the deli? Semi say mini money. Semi say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deck?
No.
Mini money.
What am I saying? Mini, 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 mini.
Slap frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all the kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons.
No. Seasons
change. You have a car?
No. 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 No.
Strange. I'm tame like the rapper. You read like a snapper when they
you are not. Now, how can I get pregnant?
If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Soldiers over the second.
And what?
Don't you lose that.
And why?
You're
gonna like it,
bitch.
Are you trying to be like me? Males can't get pregnant. No, women do stuff like that too. Flower is not a flower. Have you ever been in a flower shop? A flower is not made from a flower. Now I gotta wreck it. How
does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Reagan seal. Things right now, man.
So
at night the bees
dance on grease with John Travolta. So, the other try to duck it for the left with my kidney stuff. Brother, brother, can you rain? Rain. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Carol.
No. They are not going to ask about animals. Plain, pure, and simple. You need counseling.
How many mics do you rip on
on the deli. Any money, you say many, many money.
No, I don't know. I don't know why this guy was stalking me.
Have you given the dog a blowjob? Any money, say me, say
many, many, many. Too many MCs, not enough.
Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dice and
dynamite like dolomite.
I love looking pussy. I like sucking on a dog. I have sucked on a horse.
When the cops come looking, I be booking to booking. These are trails broken.
Horses are very, very large.
Madge.
Jesus, finally.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay, so where do you see the gun control thing going?
You interrupted my beautiful cycle for that? What?
I want your psychic prediction.
What do you mean, where do I think it's going?
Yeah, where do you think it's going, honey?
Nowhere. Nothing will happen. Where's it going?
So why do we even get so worked up about it?
Listen, let's not forget something important. Something like, I can't remember, like 12 or 17 Democrats voted against gun control last time we had a chance. So,
exactly.
Well, there's a big problem here because, like, one of my friends said, "What?" I said, well, what the fuck are you going to do? I'll vote for Democrats. But how do you know that the Democrats are going to do it?
Or actually, yeah, because they're not scared they're going to get, you know, booted out.
I
don't know. Like, a lot of people are like, this movement's it's different. This is different. Yeah, it was the same thing
different.
When fucking all the kids were shot, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking not different.
It's just the same, just a different time.
What was that school, the one that Alex Jones said didn't happen?
Sandy Hook.
I can't remember the name of it. That's how bad it is.
Yeah,
they were fucking
3-year-olds.
Babies.
I mean, which age shouldn't matter, but you know, you think, you know, you put an innocent child.
Yeah, but you see,
that,
the people,
you know,
that
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to them.
But the NRA people are Republicans, and they think they're just looking at the numbers. They say, oh, we're making a big deal out of it. It's just a few dozen people getting shot a year when you kill 500,000 babies a year. But they really believe that.
But the NRA don't care about them. I mean, they don't care about any of that. They just want to sell guns.
No, they do care.
They love the hysteria.
They do care. No, no, no. See, by minimizing it into something that narrow, you're missing it. Because if you really make it that narrow, the NRA only wants to sell guns. Well, that's true. But the NRA as an organization, perhaps. But when you talk about all the people that sign on to it, all 5 million people or whatever it is. Those people are not just interested in selling guns.
It's like a lifestyle, really. It's basically what they chose.
Lifestyle.
No, I mean, seriously. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the white girl that shops at Whole Foods. It's the same thing, basically. Like, nothing's going to change it. Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember the last time that Deborah actually had decent sound quality, and I cannot recall.
That is not true.
She's in an elevator.
Honey.
She's on the street. She's in a car.
I'm a busy woman.
Do you have a house?
She's glitching
out.
I moved to the city. You know, ever since I moved to this big city, it's just I'm very
Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's what it feels like. I have. It feels like I took a douche. You know how like you feel like it's never like when you use it, it never feels like it's actually out of you yet. You're not sure.
That's what it feels like.
Had that problem all the time.
Feels like a Norform. I'll never make this show sound good because as long as there's people that sound like shit, it's like I was starting to say, when you go on CNN, do they have like some asshole in a parking lot with a shitty mic? No. You know why? Because when that happens, they don't put it on the air. So this ain't no CNN, that's for sure.
Well, you right about, honey, you've surprised CNN a long time ago. Don't you criticize me, because, bitch, you used to have Rachel Cannon and all this other fuckers on your calling from a goddamn next tail.
Yeah, how many years ago was that? We're talking about the present, not the past.
Sorry, I'll never be Rachel, okay? But, you know, I'm not going to have a children's book that I can sell.
Oh, I love fucking pussy.
Why are you deflecting?
Because, you know... mental illness is something we really need to, you know, handle, you know what I mean? And we need to have law enforcement that are serious. You know, we got to have people that love the kids. We just got to have people that love the kids. that'll go in. You know, that's the issue.
Fucking retarded teachers who make all of these. I mean, you see these clips of these students that post videos of their teachers like throwing shit at them and abusing them, and then you want to give them
raping
a gun.
Them.
You know, they can't. So you pay them like shit. Half of them are retarded.
And then they're, they're going to
use it. You know,
you're
lowering standards for teachers, and then you want them to be able to shoot a fucking gun. And then
And you're basically rewarding the NRA, who's caused this situation by
sell more guns.
Their whole job, their whole purpose is to sell guns, and you're rewarding them for this horrible situation they've created by selling so many guns by allowing them to sell more guns.
I know, but I've got to play devil's advocate, Madge. You know, we care about people. We're going to give those teachers a discount. There's going to be buy one, get one, okay? You know what I mean? We're going to have free bullets. Unlimited bullets.
Blood in it.
Yeah. I'm going to interview Miss Tracy about guns. Miss Tracy, did you see the horrible carnage that happened in that school on Valentine's
Day? Blood
in
it.
Yes. Bad. And did you see all people shit themselves?
DM in it. DM in them. The diapers.
Happy birthday to Vince, honey.
Happy birthday, Vince. For your birthday, we're going
to
get you.
To you.
What should we get Vince for his birthday?
Happy birthday.
Seriously, what should we get Vince for his birthday? He's very
I'm
generous.
I'm singing her song, Shut the Fuck Up. Happy birthday to my fiance.
She's a man.
Happy birthday to
He's a man.
I want to fart so bad, but the wind's blowing my way. It's going to get them all down in the end.
That's no good.
What?
Do it for us. Man, be quiet.
What?
She's going to lie for
me. Let me hear you slap your ass.
Shut up, man.
You're not going to hear it because I'm not going to put the phone on my ass, honey.
Yes, do it.
It's a high-pitched sound because I'm really tired.
Do it.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I just did this. What have y'all done to me?
I didn't hear anything.
Hi.
That's what the sound.
Oh, God. It smelled so good to get that out of me.
I bet your panties stink now.
My Maxi will catch it. It catches everything.
Can we talk about... is there a chart? Is there a chart online that shows you, like, what you eat and how your shit will smell from it?
Does your fart sometimes smell like things you smell throughout the day?
Like what?
Like, if you smell, like something throughout the day, you smell it when you go to the bathroom. Like, say you smell somebody smoking weed, and then all of a sudden you're farting and it smells like weed. Is that normal?
No, that's a stroke.
Oh, God.
She smelled burning.
Cheryl, what are these duties labeled Chinese waterfall and Chinese just waterfall?
Oh, Matt, so there's a local Chinese place. It sucks. My mother and my niece like to go to it. So I went with them a few times, and I had a bunch of chukun, and one time it was fine. The next time I went was the last time I ever went there. It gave me this particular waterfall for 2 days. Playing.
Half a year yet. Where the fuck is
half? She needs to be fucked in the way that she doesn't want to be fucked.
So, Madge, is that normal?
I don't know. Let me hear the second one with just water.
So that's the Chinese food falling
Cheryl,
down.
Cheryl, do you have C. diff? Are you eating nasty ass?
No.
You're not?
I have normal lower solid duties all the time.
Except for,
today I had solid D for you.
All weekend you had diarrhea everywhere.
Because I don't know.
And vomiting. You were vomiting, Cheryl.
You don't vomit from C. diff, you dumb bitch.
Yes, if you eat shit, you do.
Yes, I was eating shit.
All right, what else can we talk about? I want to talk about fisting because I had an epiphany the other day because I was looking at this Tumblr thing of like, it was like one person fisting, they're fisting each other, right? And I thought, okay, oh, wait,
so cool.
It looks like my old drug dealer, the armless daddy or hip daddy no arms, when he would give me a joint and he's just had these stumps. It looked like two, like, amputees fingering each other with their nubs. But it was really not amputees. They were fisting each other. It's just their whole hands were in the butt. You know what I mean? And I thought, well, fisting really looks like fingering by Ah, what are you making these fucking noises? You'll get to talk. God. Deborah cannot stand not talking. So now you have your chance, and you're like, I'm talking, you're like, because
you said the joints were rolled, right?
What?
You said he gave you a joint, right?
Hip Daddy No Arms was my drug dealer when I was in college.
How did he...
Oh, it was crazy.
How did he roll the joint?
Honey, he used a rolling machine. But what was horrible about it is that he would always wear his apartments. You know how drug dealers, like, you have to stay there to pretend you're friends with him, even though everybody knows you. So, like, he lived in this, like, Section 8 housing place in Bloomington, Indiana for disabled people.
Did it smell like cat piss?
Oh, it smelled like the worst. I can still smell it. It was like 30 years ago, I can still smell it like it's right here. It was just that nasty, like, have you ever, like, been to a nursing home? But even, it's like a nursing home, but they still have their, like, hormones, so you can smell like, it's like nursing home plus ball stench plus ass stench. He never bathed, and he always wore these red short shorts, like the 70s porno shorts with no underwear, and he would scratch his balls with his nubs. Then he would roll the joint with a rolling machine, and he'd pass it with his two nubs, and you had to grab the joint from his nubs.
You are a desperate bitch.
And then I remember
when you knew you needed to be in a program.
No, years before. And then, like, I was at this bar with him and some other people and my friend Julie Young, and Julie Young... He was like flirting with her, and she's like one of those really loud kind of girls. She's like, Madge, he nubbed me. He was like goosing her with his nubs.
Normal.
Horrible. Anyway, I don't know what the point of any of that was.
The point was it shows you what you'll do for addiction.
No, why should I discriminate against amputees because of drugs? I have to treat people
true.
Equally.
Like nowadays, that would be like the hipster thing to do. Like, I think I'm... I support my drug dealer. He's disabled.
Yeah, Hip Daddy No Arms was a very nice person. It's just he stole pies from the dumpster at Jewel.
But he wasn't good at signing, right?
He didn't sign. He used to offer us like pie. Do you want some pie? And then I remember, you got it out of the dumpster. Oh
no.
Well, at least he was trying to, you know, recycle. He was upcycling.
He was like that Wendy the retard on Howard Stern, like that kind of thing.
Was he upcycling?
No.
Did he smell down there?
I have a picture of him. I think I've shown you the picture, haven't I?
But when you went down, did he?
I didn't go down on him.
Did he put his nubs on your head and caress you and?
At the bathhouse?
Nub your nipples.
Yeah, he nubbed my nippies.
I want to play with my nubbin.
You know, you could sue him now for sexual harassment. That could be your Me Too movie.
No, but I was thinking of, can I... no, I don't want to... No, I'm not going to even bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble.
True. Okay.
Ixnay on the E2 May, EH1 May, Ed Banger's Ball Hay. 90s A air hopper hey. Ixnay.
Hey.
Ixnay on the E2 May.
Boy.
Got it?
So.
I sometimes fantasize that I'm actually talking to intelligent people that might be.
You got panties on.
Okay. No, I totally understand where you're coming from that perspective.
But Deborah,
the hands were a symbol of your freedom, and you were losing control at the time, and therefore he didn't have hands.
Deborah, are you at a faggot?
Oh my God,
Jesus, so many of them.
Are there any famous drag queens or just the usual?
I think there's one.
Oh my God, I saw Patti LaBelle on the Old People News program this morning, CBS this morning, with Jane Pauley. Mary J. Blige. She has the biggest thighs. And she still wears short shorts with the biggest thighs.
That's the thing that's in, honey.
What? Big thighs are in?
Yeah, girl. Like 50-pound thighs.
You know
I'm
what?
You know what isn't in? Thighs for thighs. What
isn't in is really loud background noise. It sounds like when you're at the fucking cafeteria.
Well,
great music.
I'm at CPAC. I didn't want to say anything because I thought I'd be, judged.
Did the train derail?
Are you outside where all those?
Oh my God! The train was going like fucking 90 miles per hour. It was shaking violently. It was worse than the cruise ship, and they had chemical toilets.
I told Deborah she's cursed. She's transportationally cursed. Because remember, she went on that carnival cruise, and then the next day, like somebody went overboard, and then the next week they had like all these white trash fights. Well, I think, like, when Deborah got off the train, the thing's going to derail.
Probably.
Or too bad not with her on it.
It's horrible. But, you know, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use Spirit. Oh. Is it Spirit Airlines? So, you know.
Okay. Was that a question you were asking?
Maybe I'll get to flush a gerbil down.
I flew Spirit to Florida last week. It was horrible.
Oh, was it?
Our plane was an hour and a half late because one of the flight attendants didn't show up. So they had to, like, they couldn't let the flight go because there was no extra flight attendants, and they had to switch the gate because they lost the gate. How fucking
annoying.
Can you
choose Surrey?
Siri, not Surrey. Where are you from?
How many people said, I'm never flying Spirit again. Never.
Except if it's $50.
But I know, but did people get mad? Did they get Madge?
Yes, they all got Madge. They all got a piece of me.
No, did they get Madge?
No, nobody gets mad when you're on Spirit because everybody, Spirit is the bus.
$50.
Wait.
Spirit is the bus.
They have one wing?
Yes, Spirit is the bus.
Deborah, it's the shittiest airline ever. They charge you for every possible thing.
What kind of plane do they use?
It's a brand new plane. Their planes are brand new. Seriously, it's like
something.
It's a 737-800.
Deborah, if your flight is canceled, you're fucked.
Madge.
You're fucked.
Listen,
you're stuck.
Listen to me. Madge.
What?
Delayed forever.
Your plane ticket was cheaper than my train ticket.
Of course. Deborah, you don't understand that.
And chemical toilets, 90s upholstery, and fucking...
Okay, you guys don't...
What's a chemical toilet?
That chemical nair smell
it burns your duty like it's hair.
Okay, first of all, you can't give a blowjob in a chemical bathroom.
Why not?
I mean, I tried. It's too close to the fumes when you're on your knees. The chemical
burn. I've done it on a bus before. Why do you think you can't? I've done it on a bus.
Well,
Cheryl, I mean, Deborah, maybe the black man you were blowing had just used nair on his afro pubis.
You
didn't think of that, did you?
I almost said something, but I forgot I was in public.
Yeah, she can't be right in public. Yes. Now, when...
Everybody drives Uber, I swear to God.
Oh, God, oh, man.
I have to go pee.
On Spirit, it's just...
I'm muting.
I'm a natural beauty, baby.
Man, did anything go wrong on your flight?
I just told you the fucking thing was late.
Okay, so if it's really late, people start to get pissed, okay? When it's canceled and nobody can get rebooked and nobody can get where they're going, they get really pissed.
But isn't that every airline? Why is it just Spirit?
Most airlines have multiple flights, or they'll accommodate you in some other way. They'll give you some accommodations at a hotel, like, you know, something normal. Spirit, fuck you. Nobody's working.
I will say this.
There's no way to help you. You're fucked.
The flight attendant was this huge Mary on the way down there. And when we finally start flying, and he goes, well, this is blah, blah, blah from Spirit. You might as well go to sleep because there's no in-flight entertainment and no Wi-Fi on Spirit. Have a great flight. That's what he said. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm just a little punchy. I've been up since 7 in the morning. And then when I was talking to my friend James, he's like, oh, that's my friend Phil. He hates it. He's always on that flight. Was he a tall queen? Looks like he should have retired. Yes. Yeah, that's Phil. He's horrible.
Phil. Well, have you tried, what's it called, Southwest?
No. Yeah, I've heard that's pretty good.
Pretty good, and they got real cheap flights.
I call
especially if you use miles. If you use miles from the Chase, oh, honey.
Well, I have, like, a lot of miles on it. American. I usually prefer to American, but because it was President's Day weekend, it fucked me.
The nice thing, honey, with the Southwest is if you can change your ticket and you keep all your money, you use points, you get all the points back.
Well, that's something.
It's amazing. And there's unlimited, like, there's so many flights. You don't have to choose a piece of shit flight here and this one. You only two flights. All the flights, you can use them. So amazing.
God damn it, I just accidentally called my sister. The only time she ever calls me is when she butt dials me, and now I accidentally called her.
And you crumb dialed her.
What do you mean crumb?
You crumb dialed her.
Oh, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm. So right now, Deborah's listening to us, and she's pissing her prolapse. What do you think about that?
My name is Dakota Williams, and my baby's name is Sincere Person.
Well,
I hope all the girls are enjoying this amazing program.
Put the cake on in your mouth and suck it. Put the cake on it. Put the cake on it. Put the cake on in your mouth and suck it. I'm going to put my big cock in your pussy.
We went to the gay pride in Florida.
And what happened there?
Well, my mother didn't like it. We made the mistake of taking my mother and my cousin.
Started a date with her. Oh, sorry. Won't bring it up. Don't want to make you mad. Okay, go back to it. What happened?
It was like one of those, it was like a gay pride festival, but it was kind of like market days where it was like a lot of dancing and people without shirts on and drinks and all that. And we thought it was pretty fun, but my mother's like, it was just loud music and drinking.
And drink and these horrible things.
Like what you're saying after. About me.
What?
I couldn't even understand what that was. Very loud music. It's like she said pride.
And she put her fist in me and it made me come like instantly. And I started shaking and like, but it, this is kind of weird, nasty, but it made me poop a little bit.
I don't want to hear, oh my goodness. You.
What else, Cheryl?
My order sounded so good then.
Jesus, Deborah, you're killing me with that horrible background noise.
The bathroom was so bad, I started screaming there was a blowout, and everybody started laughing, but I thought you all could hear, but apparently I muted
again. Did you have a blowout?
No. But somebody
Why didn't you unmute?
Deborah doesn't shit.
Apparently. I didn't. Somebody already did, honey.
I know, wait. So she just had this thing where there was a blowout and people in the bathroom were laughing and she didn't unmute so we could hear what the fuck.
Oh, here's something funny. Okay, so when I was in Florida, I visited a friend of mine. He's actually a yoga teacher's husband because I'm friends with a yoga teacher. Anyway, so I visited him and they used to live, if I told this story, cancel me, but I don't think I did because it reminded me of one of Deborah's van transformation videos. So like, he's like, oh, come see me at my storage unit. Cause he has a storage unit where he does like shop work and builds furniture and shit. So I go over there and I'm like, wait a second. Cause they have a apartment when I visit them before I visit them at the apartment also. And it's like a nice little one bedroom apartment. You walk up and they had a dog and some stuff and neighbors. And I go there and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Cause there was all of a sudden a kitchen in the storage unit and stairs.
What?
Yeah. Like a little, like one of those storage units with the garage, like U-Haul kind of thing. Or like, you know what I mean? Just a storage unit. And I'm like, whoa.
They were living in
there? Yes, they moved into the storage unit. They live there. And there's
what's this? What city?
Florida.
New Mexico.
And he's like, yeah, the apartment was $1,300 a month, and this is only $400. I'm like, is it legal? He's like, no, nothing's legal. And so
how did they go to the bay room? Did they have power?
They have a bucket.
What?
But it's so weird.
Who are these people again?
A yoga teacher, Om. and her husband.
Oh my God.
And so they have, there's a bathroom in the like storage unit center, but he said, but it's just a bathroom. There's like just a toilet.
And they're not supposed to be there all the time.
You think? And so like in the middle of the night, they have to go to the bathroom. They have to like basically go in this bucket. Right. And yeah, then for a shower, they have a shower, but it's just, it was so like, I swear I was like, you have to do a video on YouTube because this is just like those fucking things. And then he's like, yeah, except I'll get arrested because it's not allowed to, you know, be there. So like they have the shower coming out of the wall, but that's it. Like it's like having a shower in your living room. There's like no shower curtain. And it's just there. And like it's near the garage door that is the front of their house because it's just a storage unit.
Wait a minute.
So the water just drains like out through the garage door. It's like a garage. And there's no privacy.
Wait,
and then there's
how do they get water? Did they just like dump water on their head?
No, there's plumbing somehow. It's plumbing. He must have tapped into the plumbing for the building, I guess. Because there's a bathroom separately next door.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I rented a videotape, and I'm like, this is so cool. But, yeah, that's America. Ain't that America?
Well, I would be surprised. I mean, you know, New York City is like Fort Lauderdale. No.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, those people that live in the cars. Except it was like,
why don't you let them rent your place?
For $400? I don't think so.
Okay.
What about the impact?
What?
I said, someone PM Kathy for real.
I don't know what you're saying, cunt face.
Use whatever you were using before you sounded better. You sound horrible now.
Why can't she just be normal? Why does she always have to be doing something else?
Because she's with that horrible food truck. You know, normally she would just be in the room.
Did I give you permission to ask me a question? Are you trying to be like me? And you're gonna like it, bitch. And your nipples are gorgeous. And your nipples are gorgeous. And how can I get pregnant?
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course we can hear you and all of the 28 people next to you.
Can I ask you, why are the drinks cheaper upstairs but like fucking good downstairs? It's weird.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. I thought Reagan was on the call. Where the fuck is Taffy?
Taffy's in New Orleans.
Drunk?
Hey, why aren't you visiting Taffy?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have faith.
Go visit Taffy.
I was going to PM her and tell her to come here.
Why don't you?
I mean, Cheryl, PM her.
Why couldn't you do it in advance? You knew you were going there.
Because, like, I wasn't sure yet. But then I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, you weren't sure except you told us.
Or no, I'm saying.
You weren't sure if you had time for Taffy, but you had plenty of time for your food truck disaster.
True. Horrible. Hold on, I'm gonna message him.
You have horrible people in your life, darling.
I look a hot mess, though.
What is Vlipsy? There's an.
You sure do.
I'm gonna add Vlipsy to our chat, okay?
Okay. No, hello? Wait. Vlipsy. Wait.
Yeah, Vlipsy.
Okay, you can.
No.
The show starts in 1 minute.
Thank God.
Well, if I don't get to tell you girls bye, I'm sorry.
Vlipsy. Jazzercise. Body, come on and shake those hips. Move that boogie body. Vlipsy.
It's okay, move that boogie body. That's the old man. Do you see that?
What's this? What is that? What's that?
For Meatloaf.
Oh my God, speaking of Meatloaf, what the fuck was Simply Sarah made that? Like a giant plastic salad? What the fuck was that?
Oh, I wanted that so bad.
Yeah. Ah, farted.
Man. Stop it, honey.
Yeah.
Not very professional. I don't hear that girl on NPR podcast doing that shit.
So I've been listening to this podcast, the one about my dad made a porno.
Oh.
Have you guys listened to it? I wish you'd listen to it because it gave me some. I thought it was interesting. What's interesting about it is the way they do the show is very simple. They're just reading a book, this guy's porno novel.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I just farted. Oh, I hope I didn't leak anything.
I want to see a picture.
I'm gonna shit myself. Oh my god, I hope she doesn't listen to this show before she comes
in. I want to see her panty. Can I see her panty?
Yeah, let me mute so man can finish.
Oh, you think?
I'm trying to get to it. Okay.
What the fuck was I talking about? I don't remember. I don't.
What? Me either.
Oh, well. At least she's gone.
I think it was we wanted to see her soiled panty. Wasn't that it?
Oh, the podcast. Okay. So Reagan told me about this podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno. And it's what's interesting about it is because we've talked about how, like, what makes the show good is when we have as something to focus on. Not only – it doesn't always matter what you focus on, but it does matter what you're talking about because like when you do movies with the girls, that can also be such a distraction that it almost, you know, ruins it. But so what they did is they read chapters from this guy's dad's porno and they just novel and they just comment on it. And it's just fun because it creates this catalyst for these three people to interact in a way that, like, I don't really listen to it that closely, to be honest, because I'm not really interested in the text. It kind of reminds me of like when you go to a Bible study or like in a 12-step big book study where you analyze this little bitty text and you read like one or two sentences and you overanalyze the shit out of it. Actually, Bicycle Mark does a similar show, which I've been talking about, but it hasn't really caught on, called The Babble of the Bastards, and it's a Game of Thrones show, and they have these three people talking about the show. But the thing I like about it makes them really talk and have fun conversations, so I find myself turning it on because it's like, of all my podcasts, it's the only one I can turn on and know that it'll make me just laugh and feel happy without having to get depressed because everything's so fucking depressing.
Just like your program. Yeah. Right.
So I was thinking, like, you know, it would be, maybe if we read Ma Pettit's Trump porn, we could do that.
No, it's too real. It's too real.
Well, okay, but something like, I don't know. Like, Cheryl, has any of your relatives written any pornography?
Yes.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, it's been done. We can't copy an idea like that because it's so unique and weird. But
it would be like, my grandmother wrote a pornography. My grandmother wrote a fisting porn. That's what it was.
Maybe Jane Enwood would write more pornos and we could, like, if she would write, like, a book and then we could read her book.
It would be like by some kind of a public radio or PFT media or something like that, like that Lady Ramtastic.
But what yeah. Okay, so no.
Fake production program.
Right. But so, like, what makes it to me interesting, like Baby Jane N-word stuff is good and it's great for you to read it, but it wouldn't work in this context because Baby Jane N-word's text is funny on its own. And the thing that makes this thing funny, this dad's porno, is that his dad is not funny. He's just seriously trying to make a porno novel thing and he's a terrible writer. He knows nothing about writing or it's all just cliche garbage, just, you know, awful. So, like, I don't know. Anyway, I'm putting that out there, even though. Deborah, do you have a comment on that? You can turn on your horrible business. She's not listening now. I don't blame her. Oh, she's in her drag show now, right?
Sorry, I was talking to Taffy. Taffy, say hi. I'm just playing.
Did you listen to anything I was saying or no? What? What?
She's not here. She's not here.
I do have a new haiku.
Go for it.
And this was written by Scum Hook.
Okay.
It goes, my vagina gapes, hanging down to my ankles, my sugary wound.
That was it?
Is that good?
I guess.
I thought that was pretty good. My vagina gapes hanging down to my ankles, my sugary wound.
I was going to read the first thing that I pulled out of my stack of papers, but it's a it's the results from my colonoscopy. I don't know that that would be interesting.
Are they normal?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you haven't read it, I wouldn't recommend reading it for the first time.
No, I've read it. It's fine, honey.
Oh, there was a large...
Duty. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, though, this is weird, though. But, like, I was in Starbucks on Friday, just trying to lounge on my lunch hour, and this lady comes in, and she looks like an old lady, but she's not. And she's, like, calling on the phone to the doctor, trying to make an appointment. She's like, oh, I have adenocarcinoma of the colon. I just had my colonoscopy. God. I have and I'm, like, she's sitting right across from me in those comfy chairs, and I'm, like, Googling this shit, because, like, how can I not pay attention? I'm, like, Googling her disorder as this person I don't even know.
It's like, cancer, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking cancer. I have Google. She's like, and I need to get it removed. And she's making all these appointments. I'm like...
Deborah just got hit by a car. Deborah's dead.
No,
oh, she's
I'm
laughing.
On the second floor. The car's at the bottom.
You want to get fucked, right, honey?
It's Kayla.
Okay.
It's Kayla.
I've got another haiku, man.
The doctor put me in, and he said they got all their period in, panties on, and then sticking on the bed.
What?
Madge, this is a haiku from the past written by Becky.
Okay.
Fat Jew needs money for medical insurance, but mostly pizza.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. My thus and so's out of town, so I've been eating shit. Because normally we eat healthy, you know, but now that she is gone, I don't like to cook, so I've been eating all the junk food that I've been craving. Not junk food, but restaurant food. Today I had pad thai.
Fat?
And it's only a week, so yeah, I don't know how fat I can get, but pad thai. Last night I had Brazilian hamburger with fries.
Oh, my. It's takeout, or you went to eat at the restaurant?
Well, it's at a restaurant, but I took it out. I had them put it in.
I mean, a burger is disgusting as takeout. It's like a soggy bread.
No, it's a good burger. It's a good quality burger. It's at a Brazilian restaurant. It's nice.
Oh, I love a good lamb burger. Oh.
And but it's vegan because I'm a vegan. I don't believe in eating meat.
Okay, yeah, me too.
And then I was hungry later, and I'm like, oh, I want to get ice cream. So I go to the Walgreens. It was like midnight. All these fucking drunk people, and the line was ridiculous at the Walgreens, so I didn't get it. You ever go to Walgreens
good,
and there's like one
good.
Person?
So,
like
so
one cashier.
You're losing weight because your man doesn't let you eat like a fucking garbage pail.
Is this a serious call?
Yes, this is.
It's not the manager. You have to call back. Miss Tracy, listen to this, baby.
Garbage.
Miss Tracy, listen to this, baby. Miss Tracy, you hear me? Miss Tracy, listen to this, baby. Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, listen. Miss Tracy, you hear me? Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, listen to this. Miss Kayla. Miss Tracy, guess what? Miss Tracy, listen. Miss Tracy, you. Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, listen to this, baby. Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy, Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, 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 you hear me?
And
what?
Another haiku is on point. Madge's weight problem lately is out of control. Panis too extreme.
9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't feed Africa. Madge is eating up food banks. Poor Jew. Power move.
Cheryl, do you have any money, any ideas?
Michelle Obama keeps chicken bones in her purse next to the loose stool. I love that one. Isn't that good? You need me to read it again?
No.
I want to suck your pussy, baby.
The suicide notes from Rachel are piling up. Positive thinking.
How big is your tits, honey?
One more.
You have a car?
Black bacteria down her blouse. In my weave. My mouth.
My lovely lady lips.
I wish people would write us more haikus. Please write me a haiku. Send it to Cheryl at whorehole.org. I'll read it to
you.
Don't you masturbate? Hamburger helper.
Computer, hello.
You bitch. Excuse me? You bitch. Do it and do it now.
Computer.
Yes?
Computer. What is fisting?
What is fisting?
You know what fisting is.
Question, when she put her fist to me and it made me come like instantly.
Question, and
well, I'm the bigger bitch.
What?
Serious question. So, you know that Regan Fong is a poet, quote unquote.
Well, then I can't hear you. There's this background noise.
Oh, yeah. You can hear. Deborah. Okay, Regan Fong is a quote unquote poet, slam poet. All this famous shit. Okay, supposedly.
Yeah.
She's a professor. Okay.
Yeah.
You think that if she wanted to contribute something to the Grumman, she refuses to donate. Hilariously. Maybe she could write something for the girls to read. She could write me some poetry to read to you, for you to read out loud.
Well, listen, you know, in fairness to Reagan, he did offer to bring back the Hanger Sisters, and we're gonna
do that. Who cares about that?
I love the Hanger Sisters.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love the Hanger Sisters.
That'll be great for her career. Good thing that she's tenured. Yeah.
Right.
You should have the N-word. It's many.
Hello. Tom.
What?
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Every time that background noise comes in. What was that? Oh, what did we decide to get Vince for his birthday? I was thinking we could get him a donation to us for $50 each. So $150?
Yeah, that's a great birthday present. It's kind of like one of the places that I worked once, Madge. They had this rule on your birthday. You had to bring in treats for everyone in the office.
Okay, I'm away.
Well, that's
from
the same
music
thing. That's how it was when I worked in Holland. That's how the Dutch people are. It's a tradition. Like,
it's horrible.
We had to buy, when it's your birthday, you have to buy pies for everyone. Like, I had to buy like 9 pies on my birthday. Where did you work for a Dutch company?
No, it was just some asshole in charge.
Lesbians?
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
You're so disruptive. You're a disruptive technology.
I'm sorry.
You sound better now.
You're a disruptor, okay. Cheryl. Deborah, you should give a TED talk on what you're disrupting.
I'm
disrupting the Grum industry.
I was trying to put my input in that. I worked for a company like that before.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm disrupting the Grum industry by having lots of background noise.
Look,
I'm
when
a disruptor.
I did.
Downton
Abbey, what? What, Deborah?
Talk now. Hello?
Yeah, finally, no background noise.
Major.
What?
I should have just took an Uber. But I figured it would take longer. I went to relieve myself. No, I'm going back because I'm meeting, you know, someone. But
food truck.
Well, you left to go shit. Wait, did
no,
you leave to go shit?
Because I'm not going to be there and then tell her I have to go all of a sudden. Be like, oh, I got to go.
Wait. So what happened? You have to leave so you could shit and then you're going back?
Yeah, because she's not going to be there. I got to give her a little bit of time.
So where'd you go to shit?
Huh?
Where'd you go to shit? Like a convenience store? Okay.
It wasn't enough time.
Slow day, brother. How's it going, babe? Yeah.
What'd you say, honey?
Were you making sentences, Deborah? I missed something.
No.
Like the point. What the fuck? What?
Okay, I'm sorry. What now? Say it again.
What were you saying?
She's meeting. She's having diarrhea.
And I went down an alley to get it, so it'd be faster.
To get your abortion?
Yes.
Did you get raped, your iPhone is going to get stolen.
I'm going to meet Taffy.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. Oh, hello, Deborah. Oh, my God. I just passed Deborah.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
Okay, where do you want me to start? I was at the club, and it hit me, honey. What did you do to me, Cheryl? I'm not eating the rest of it. I might have an allergy to that shit.
What are you talking about?
I almost pooped my panty.
When did you eat it last, and why have you been eating it every day?
I ate, what was it, 3 days worth? I don't know, 3 days.
Of what?
Of the corn! The meal replacement, the vegan fake chicken. Oh my God.
If I get sick again if I eat it, I'm going to do
eating healthy will kill you. You got sick from it and so did I. What if it has, like, listeria? Seriously. All of a sudden, like, my stomach started hurting and I broke out in sweats.
When did you eat it, though?
Last night, before.
Okay, no, honey. If you get sick from something, you get sick in, like, right away or 5 hours, maybe.
But it's been all day with the panty.
No, honey. It was all of a
You're
sudden.
You going up?
Immediately.
Nope.
No. I'm going down.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm just going to take a car to meet her.
Back. Wait, you're going... Wait, are you going back to the hotel?
I'm right near it. I booked, inner city, honey.
Okay, wait.
$400 a night.
So you're going... Donation. So you are going back to the hotel, and... To shit, and then you're going back to the place, so you're wasting all this money and all of our time.
Wasting money? I'm not. Well, I'm going to get to meet a fan. That's fan interaction.
Taffy?
She's going to rape you and kill you.
Who, Taffy?
Taffy's.
You're going to meet Taffy? Sane.
Yes, I'm going to meet Taffy for you, honey.
And her
you
boyfriend?
I better get something for her.
Is she bringing your
get
quilt?
Get a quilt.
Did you tell her to bring her quilt?
No, but hold on one second.
Telling her right now.
I'll be in chat. Okay.
Are you meeting her boyfriend too?
No.
Girdle? Hold on, she says. Make the whole fucking show stop for her.
This is probably talking to food.
Fucking dumbass bitch. Is Baby Jane Edward in San Francisco? What a poo-tip.
No.
Yeah, I think she is. Her Instagram shows her to be.
Oh, she always going all over the place. She getting laid up in all these different places.
It's easy to get laid when you're a whore. She shows her ass on Instagram.
Who don't? I do.
You don't?
I don't show my ass. I show my prolapse. Usually it's in my hand, though.
You're in a Pyrex beaker.
Yeah.
I've seen you Pyrexing your laps a lot lately. Why do you do that? Why do you Pyrex your laps?
Lynn says she gets diarrhea in New Orleans every time.
Tell me, though, why do you Pyrex your laps, Cheryl?
Cetus, Rode, Deborah.
Cheryl, you're not answering the question.
Cetus wrote a poem for Deborah.
Yeah, what is it? Oh,
Deborah Wilkerson, School for Girls, Norovirus, or Corn Poisoning.
So much dumbass.
It's so good.
What a horrible grum.
It's about gun control.
Are you in the bathroom?
I want to get my ice cream now.
I want to hear the duty come out.
I want my ice cream.
Deborah, we need to hear the duty for you to prove it.
I need ice cream.
Let her duty for us.
Well, I can't. What do you mean, let her? Like, I can't. I don't have authority over her duties. You think I can press a button and stop her from shitting? Is that what you think, Cheryl? I can't stop her from shitting.
That's not a duty.
Boxer.
We don't have enough money to distribute. We suck.
Well, maybe some people, since this is probably the best grum in
20
months
years.
And months and months and months, you'd think, I won't even bring up what people should do because we don't want to, do it.
Hurt their
precious
feelings.
So we got another haiku.
I'll sign autographs, okay?
We got another haiku. prove your duty now. Debbie, record your shitting. Need to hear the squirts.
That's going to be a Patreon level. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have dignity.
Patreon requires better audio quality, honey. Crunch on a crunch. Crunch on a... Mm-hmm. Christ,
you know what? When Louis LaPorte has people that go on his show, he buys them mics. Just saying.
I'm using a $5 headset mic from Amazon.com.
And you know what else, Deborah? He doesn't split everything 33% to all of his contributors. He probably gives him $1.
I haven't been getting the PayPal donations for over three years. I just didn't want to say anything.
Are you taking a bath? Oh, such a cunt.
She has to wash her panty out because she only brought one pair.
No.
Have you ever done that, Madge?
Yes. Deborah, did you shart?
God, no.
So, yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. Not. It took you too long to answer, so I know that you sharted.
What color are you painting?
You're like white trash, but you're white, the kind of white trash that's embarrassed to talk about. Like, you want people to believe you don't have bowel movements and shit your panties. We know you shit your panties.
You can see duty on black, honey. It's brown.
First of all, when Taffy sees tonight, I'm not white. Second of all,
What?
Listen.
Are you stapling yourself in the bath?
Yes.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you peeing?
How do you use a bidet? It just makes a mess.
You look at it and you turn the knob while you're looking at the little spout.
No, we won't be using this. We just use this.
You definitely should not use that while you have duty squirts. Oh, my God. You're going to fill yourself up with water, and then you're going to fart.
This is horrible.
It'll all come out. Madge has done that many times.
What have I done with my life?
What about the duty squirt?
Madge, you've done it many times where the water has gone up, and then you fart later, and it comes out as duty squirt.
What? Say that? I don't understand what you're saying. Your duty and
you fill yourself up with a bidet, and not all the water comes out later on.
No.
And the water comes out.
Cheryl, you're not supposed to let the water go in you in a bidet. If you let the water go in you, you have a loose asshole. Having said that, sometimes that does in fact happen.
Well, that's why it happens.
It does in fact happen, and then you do shart.
Another haiku, so amazing. Justify my corn, run into the stall and shart, deep shits in drag jungles. It's nice.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this. Oh.
What other genius do you have to share with me, genius?
Duty squirt internal use. When was the last time you had to use?
How much weight has Andy Milton lost?
Oh, God.
A lot. She looks really good. I'm proud of her.
Yes.
Did she lose it in the body, too?
What?
Into the body.
Is he still married to the Yeller?
No, I'm not. Oh.
What?
Deborah's not married.
Deborah, what are you doing in there?
Deborah's divorced.
I thought you had a drag show.
Huh?
Why didn't you go to the drag show?
I had to leave. I'm going right back.
How many times are you flushing, Jesus? Wow.
I want to be flushed for Taffy.
Push out your ass, come.
This show just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Another haiku. Cheryl works her pearl. Deborah works the pole. Madge fell down a hole.
And wait.
That's it.
No, there's one more stanza in that.
Are you writing it?
No, I'm trying to find it on my computer. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, hold on. And I'm going to need you to read it again in a second, because I think we kind of lost a moment. Second. Shit. Hold on. Sorry. I'm not always fast.
What are you looking for?
Shut up. I'm not telling. It's going to ruin the surprise. Okay, go
you
ahead and read it again.
Kathy's talking to haiku.
Read it again.
I think it's a good idea for a haiku.
Read Kathy it again. Just do it.
Okay. Cheryl works her pole. Deborah works the pole. Madge fell down a hole.
All right. Well, let me come downstairs. I fell down the stairs.
Sound a little more retarded when you talk, though.
Cousin Jerry, what happened?
I fell down the stairs.
All right.
You know, we've got so many clips for
we're
now.
At the
we
school
could
for
totally
girls, and I want you to
a haiku
we,
with her.
I don't want to use those clips, right? No,
oh, yeah. We don't like that. Another haiku. This grum just gets worse. No donations, no calls. Phil dead. No sparkle inside.
Oh, down the stairs.
So good, eggs.
Oh, I fell down the stairs. I fell down the stairs.
Love
oh,
eggs.
I fell down
Love
the stairs.
Them.
I fell down the stairs.
Yes. I sparkle inside, sparkle inside, sparkle inside.
If there is such a thing as a ghost.
Sorry.
Right.
I loved how Rachel was trying to bait RuPaul into...
Wait.
Going to discuss that,
honey. Wait, is there a doge with you?
With who?
I just heard a dog.
No.
Okay, now Rachel is trying to bait RuPaul on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What'd she do?
She told her she looks like a goddess or something. I don't know. Never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Next.
Really?
Next topic. What's on your list of topics?
Topic.
Smoking cocaine. It's real.
Oh my God. Doesn't he sort of sound like a non-trans guy?
$1,200,000.
Remember when...
Take the gun out of pussy. Okay. Take the gun out of pussy. She want me to have sex with both of y'all. I need a donation. If she want to give me a donation. She's a white bitch. Please, Miss.
Man, remember when Deborah was doing that problem with Steve, and she was supposedly doing chiffon, and he was doing some other kind of drug, and she was like encouraging him to get more.
Don't make me feel bad about it.
Almost killed him.
What money?
You know, the worst one was when it was a few grums ago, and Deborah was telling. I was asleep when I was listening to it, and I woke up because it was so horrible. And Deborah was trying to tell somebody that she's having a heart attack, that her arm is numb. This poor guy is just trying to get off, and she's like, I'm having a heart attack.
He got off still.
I know. That's what was really
funny. What's the area code?
We got another haiku.
Oh, goody.
Kathy falls downstairs, eating hamburger helper, fluffeting. Oh, my God.
E-D-E-N-A.
Got another haiku.
E-A-R-R-E-E-D-E-N-A-T-A-R-R-E. It's a big
one. This one, Deborah. Deborah, this one is for you.
867-5309.
Okay, this one is for Deborah.
867-5309 867-5309
No, 95 cents.
Natalie is a bigger girl.
Are you at the zoo visiting the walruses?
tranquil waterfall. Prepare for male encounters. No internal use. Ephraim Eggs, if you want cycles, you have to make the calls, but not to Rachel. No.
Rachel won't answer the phone.
There is no calls. There is none of that. No. Thank you. Is it Harry? Is that pussy?
Here, wait, Harry? I have a Kindle. Let's see what I can read on the Kindle. And then you can comment about it. Battery is low. Comments? Isn't that hilarious? Battery is low.
Yeah. How you do that, bro? I feel so gassy all of a sudden.
You want to learn about mindfulness? The world is all abuzz nowadays about mindfulness. This is a wonderful thing because we are sorely lacking, if not starving, for some elusive but necessary... Oh, who cares? Let's all kill ourselves on the ground, including the audience. They all seem to be close to suicidal. Why is our audience suicidal, Cheryl? They all seem very depressed. What's that about? Or is that just America? No, I think it's
just America. I'm gay. Thank you, though.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I tried to unmute. She tried to get me to come into the strip club.
She said no.
Sorry,
baby.
Beauty. I said no, baby.
No, we don't do nothing with blood in it either, baby.
Okay, this one is from Lynn Ferno.
Hey,
Barbara Huffs and Puffs preparing her hog's head cheese has COPD. Did you like that?
Sure.
Plus, I got that COPD.
I'm glad she's not dead.
Yeah. Oh, God, help me. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying now. Yeah. Yeah. Out as well.
Plus, I got that COPD. 9 o'clock this morning. I'm a natural beauty, baby.
Oh my
back,
God.
My back.
I need clips of her saying my neck, my pussy, and my crack.
Okay, can we have a serious discussion real fast? Serious.
If you could just die.
So honestly, should I be done? No, but should I be done with the calls? Be honest.
Oh, yeah. Because, yes, your whole grum should be canceled.
No, but, just change it to something else. Like, I could be a serious journalist, and I could, pick topics.
Be great.
I could pick topics and show my journalistic...
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I won't listen. It'll be great. Shut the fuck up, Debbie. Just
no, seriously,
though. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
What did she say? I wasn't listening. I was getting my laptop.
She's being stupid. Should I just not do calls anymore? Should I just, I'll do serious topics. Yes. Great. Do it. Another haiku. Toothless gummy 2 sucks on pickles and meatloaf. Has a caved in face.
Wanda gets a pass. Why can't I?
What do you want to pass?
She passed herself
passable.
Away.
I
want
to be passable.
Then you have to punish your legs, any chicky boobies, and only talk about that. Great content.
I'm going on a diet.
You notice how nobody liked her when she lost all the weight? It's like if you lose the calls, no one likes you. You lose what
That'll
makes
kill
you
me.
Yes.
Oh, there's a disposable razor blade.
Kill it.
Madge, I want your honest opinion.
About what?
The calls. What if we just do fake calls?
Yeah.
I'm okay with calls. I would like...
Call Madge's mom.
I like when you call, to order silverware and stuff.
Okay, so basically...
And I would like to call... I would like to call Apple and ask all about their HomePod and...
So basically,
shit-proof.
You gotta hear this call.
No. I want to hear Madge. The problem is both of us love over-talking Madge.
Yeah, we do hate her.
But I'm serious. So with the calls, just back to basics. Bra Baby, The Knife Chef, 1-800-SALLY-FIELDS-WIGS, stuff like that.
I'd really like to call Apple about the HomePod because there's so many questions to ask about that. You know, there's the issue about when you unplug it, it falls, and then you have to pay $300. Is it good in the bathroom? Well, what if you get duty water? Is it humidity proof? Yeah, you have to think of questions.
Okay. So just back to the basics. Yeah. Less mean, less
person.
No, mean is fine, but just
don't
you have to consider the target. You don't want to bully people. There's a difference between bullying people and being. You don't want to be a Donald Trump. That's the thing, because before it was okay, but now we have Donald Trump. We also have a lot of idiots who listen to this show and don't understand the
context.
Yeah, the satire.
Yeah. Because I really think they're, like, when I do it, it's really, there's satire underneath it. That's why I ask such outrageous things, you know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of racist people who just use it if they hear it without any sort of
scapegoat. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just joking.
Financial news from Debbie.
I could do that. What if I did a, you know,
Bitcoin.
Free yourself from debt? Bitcoin analysis.
Haiku from Corn on the topic.
Healthcare.
Serious topics. Listen, serious topics. All grumps fade from existence. Please kill me now.
I don't want to fade, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do our donations because poor little chickadee gave us the biggest donations with her student loan again.
No.
Okay, you won't take it. Just me and Cheryl will split it.
I don't want to take it. Give me it. I want it all.
Ready for donations, Cheryl?
And if you're hearing this after the fact and you enjoyed this type of grum, number one, support us with content. Send us stuff to
read. Oh, no, Cheryl. Number one is...
Oh, donations.
No, number one is you share it and you get other listeners to be... people.
No one wants to share this shit. Okay.
Then it's going to die. Then it's going to fucking die with you.
Okay. So number one, share the program with everyone you know. Your grandma, your mother, your sister, your brother, everyone. Okay. Number two, donations.
Okay.
Number three.
Why is it okay to go into random places and, like, do, like, you know those things that they throw milk at people? Like, okay, you're going to physically hurt somebody. You can't just, like, go in a random store.
Shut up. We're doing donations.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Number three, send us content. You heard it all. You get it.
And also, follow me on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian, for updates, even though I forgot to announce this show. Oops. And I'm on Instagram, too. I forget what it is. Bloated Lesbian or Madge Weinstein. The podcast blog is Yeast Radio. Oh, and there's also a Facebook group that nobody looks at.
There is.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Page.
The page. Okay. You ready?
No.
So let's start with...
Vince. Oh, just kidding.
No, Vince. He didn't give us anything for his birthday. Shame on him. There's only four donations. Oops.
Lord.
Travis, $10. No. That's before the fee. Travis, $9.41.
Thank you, Travis.
Chickadee, $4.55. That's the first donation.
Thank you, honey.
Gina, $30 even.
Whoa.
And the lovely Chickadee again, $50 even.
Whoa.
Her comment is love you awful.
I have a serious question. And I need to know if I have to share this.
We are getting donations, and then you can ask. Deborah, right. Cheryl, what's the total? I swear, Deborah doesn't want money. It's so weird. What's the total, Deborah? I mean, Cheryl. Cheryl, Deborah.
$31.32.
Not bad for this shit. Honestly, for this crappy show, not bad. 31.32.
Oh, yeah, this is the worst one we've done.
The worst?
I mean, it's like the last one we did, but 10 times the worst.
I didn't even post that one.
If I got something or if I did something, do I have to share it three ways? I want to be honest.
What?
I answered the question. I need to share it because you're all share with me, correct?
What are you talking about?
Someone thank you?
Not if it's like an Amazon thing, I don't think.
No, it's not. It was in person.
Nah, don't. I wouldn't.
No, I'm going to. Vince, let me give him a blowjob.
Wait. Did
somebody
you
just gave you money
semen?
In person. I don't think you have to split it.
I needed to spit in two different envelopes and mail them.
Yes, in a condom. Okay. And then freeze it. And then fuck me with it.
31.32.
Okay, I'm going in to meet Taffy. If I die...
Me too.
I'm just playing. I'm about to go for real.
Are you going to record it live?
No! God, no!
Why not?
Because you have to pay if you want to play with Debbie.
You're where?
Huh?
Where are you?
You're not telling that shit.
No, I'm not going to tell. Girl! What's her name's here and she wants to kill me?
Food truck?
No, the crazy one. I'm not going to name names.
There's so many.
This is the first of one of many meetups, but it's privately done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Invested a lot of...
Yeah.
Oh my god, she looks good! Okay, bye y'all.
Wait, we want to be there for the meetup. Let us hear.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Fucking dumb bitch has no idea.
Hold on, let me see where she is. Hold on.
Are they playing Tell It to My Heart? Tell it to my fart. Tell it to my piece of duty. Tell it to my vagina. Tell it to my asshole. Tell it to my...
Hold on, I'm trying to find her.
She looks like a man.
Come all the straight women walking up to drag queens just looking at him yelling like it's a piece of art.
Is he in drag?
No. She's a man.
This is good content.
Okay, I'm behind Taffy.
Are you going to tickle her in the pussy?
Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm behind Taffy. What do I do?
Finger her vagina. Do it to me too on her.
Hi. How are you? Can you just say something to Matt?
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
How are
Hi,
you doing?
Taffy.
It's so awesome to meet you.
I'm
here
for you.
Huh?
I'm here for you.
Wait, what?
Isn't it weird for you?
What? She can't hear her either.
No, I love it so much.
All right, they sound like idiots. Bye, Deborah. Nice talking to you. I'm afraid they might start saying, isn't Madge an asshole? And then I'll feel embarrassed, you know.
Well, basically. Well, it's just
okay,
like
bye.
Bye, hang up.
Okay, bye.
Hang up, Deborah. Hang up. Oh, thank God. Peace, finally.
Well, that was a very nice scrum. I enjoyed hanging out with you tonight.
Did you?
And, yes. And I'll see you around, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Record more duties. Bye. All right, audience. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I didn't. It sucked. Bye.